Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Hello, welcome to the Sassy Creative. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. In this episode, I'm going to be discussing the importance about getting really clear about your brand identity and how that is going to help your business grow. So I want you to take a moment to do a quick audit on the appearance of your shop and the type of products that you have in stock. So I want you to take your seller hat off and put on your shopper hat. So if you were a shopper who knew absolutely nothing about your handmade shop or what you sell or who you are, and just happened to stumble upon your shop after, you know, just doing a quick Google search or searching for something in the Etsy or Amazon handmade search bar, would you be able to describe what your shop sells in one sentence or less? So for example, would you be able to look at that first page of your shop and say, yes, this seller makes, you know, really great handbags, or this shop creates amazing farmhouse themed wall art? You get what I'm getting at here? Or would it sound something more along the lines of, well, you know, it looks like this shop sells vinyl decals, oh, and jewelry, and this page over here has some, you know, baby crochet items. I guess you just have to scroll through everything to see what you find, and there's just a bunch of really cool stuff here. So the first two shop examples reflect clear brand identity and focus. So this type of focus can give your shop, you know, the ability to gain traction within your specific niche or industry. That last shop example with, you know, lots of different products and kind of like the scattered identity, that creates confusion and it prevents the customer from understanding what they are buying from you. It can also make the customer kind of hesitant to buy because they may view you as a jack of all trades, master of none. Now, this admittedly could be a totally unfair assumption on the customer's part, but they have nothing to base it on from, you know, other than seeing a mix of seemingly non-related items sitting next to each other in an online store. So if you make great products from separate categories, that's fabulous. You may be really talented at crocheting and really talented at making jewelry. You just would probably be better off creating separate shops to avoid that customer confusion. Just, you want to allow yourself the ability to form separate identities around each product type. So this, by doing this, this is going to enable you to better target the individual audiences for each product rather than trying to reach all of those audiences all of the time. You know, somebody that's looking for baby crochet items, it's probably not going to be the same person looking for jewelry. And if you were to throw farmhouse items into that same shop, that's probably not going to be the same target audience as, you know, the person looking for the other two things as well. So it's important to keep in mind that if you have a shop that has multiple target audiences and you're constantly trying to reach all of those audiences, trying to reach everyone is going to ultimately reaching no one. So what if you're just getting started or you're just trying to figure out how to get focused? Now, if you're just getting started, you're trying to need to get focused and not quite sure what you want to focus on selling, think about this sentence and fill in the blank. When a customer comes to my shop, I want them to be excited to purchase blank. What is it that you want your shop to be known for? So that passion and that excitement that you have for making your products, that's going to shine through to your customers. If you're just making these random things, you know, to fill in the space and you're like, oh, well, I could probably make this and it's halfway decent and people will probably buy it, you're just making those things to fill in space in hopes of making a sell, your customers are going to feel that lackluster energy too. They're going to know that you're not really that excited about it. So if shoppers are unable to quickly identify what you're known for, what you're excited about, it's time to get clear about your brand. What do you specialize in? What is it that you can make for the customer that's going to knock their socks off? Remove all of that extra background noise and those filler products so that you can focus on your strengths. Now, if you have multiple strengths, even better. Just organize them into separate shops so that your customers can understand them better. And this should also help you to know who you're speaking to when you're advertising, which will result in a more focused marketing strategy, which should then help you be able to convert your sales at a higher rate, because then you know how to talk to each individual market. So thank you so much for listening today. If you found today's episode helpful, please take a moment to leave the podcast a 5-star review. That helps to reach more listeners who are also trying to grow their business. And I would also love to connect with you on Facebook at The Sassy Creative. Talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. With every episode of the Sassy Creative Podcast, I aim to provide you with useful information that will help you to build a profitable handmade business. For more business tips and strategies, please visit thesassycreative.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at @sassybusinessbesties. Talk to you soon.